welcome to Math Circles. My name is Rena, and I'll be instructor for today. So today we're going to be talking about factors. It's a number that divides evenly into another number. So if I were to say, what's a factor of 25, for example? 25 divided by 5 gives you 5, which is a whole number, so 5 is a factor. So we have to remember that factors come in pairs. So when you divide a number by one of its factors, you get another number, which is also a factor. Okay, so is 4 a factor of 36? Yes? What about, if you look at your sheet, is 3 a factor of 47? No? Now the biggest thing about factors, when you divide into it, you get a remainder of 0. So exercise 1, it wants you to state all of the factors of the following numbers. So if I could get you guys to take 2 or 3 minutes just to look at the following numbers and list out all of its factors, okay? Okay, so for part A, 50, or number 1 on your sheet. 50, and its pair is
1.
25, and its pair is
2.
And 5 and 10. Part number B, number 2. 15.
1.
And its pair is?
15. 3.
And 5. Correct. How about 13?
1.
And its pair?
And 13.
Does 13 have any more factors?
No.
No, it does not. That's right. How about B, number 4, 36?
9.
And its pair?
4.
Okay.
6. And it doesn't have a pair.
Okay. Continue.
36.
Uh-huh. And its pair?
1. And 18.
Mm-hmm.
And 2.
And 2.
3 and 12.
So as you can see, that 36 has an odd number of factors. 6 has no pair. That's because when you multiply 6 by itself, it gives you 36. So we don't need to list it twice, and that's the only time when a number will have an odd number of factors. Disability rules. So the table listed below is a list of rules to help you determine whether a number is divisible by another one. From the numbers 2 to 11. So if a number is divisible by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11. And note that 0 is divisible by all positive numbers. So if you want to know if a number is divisible by 2, you check if the ones digit of the number is even. So in the example, we have 46. And we know that 46 is divided by 2 because the 6 is even. If you want to check if a number is divisible by 3, you want to make sure all the sum of its digits are also divisible by 3. So in the example, we have 153. So 1 plus 5 plus 3 is equal to
9.
And 9 divided by 3 gives you a whole number. So we know that 153 is divisible by 3. If you want to check if a number is divisible by 4, you want to know if the last two digits are divisible by 4. So we have the example 820. So is 20 divisible by 4?
Yes,
it gives you 5. So we know that 820 is divisible by 4. If you want to check if a number is divisible by 5, you want to know if the ones digit is 0 or 5. So we have the number 795. And this is one of the easy ones. You know that this is 5, so it's divisible by 5. If you want to check if a number is divisible by 6, you want to check if it's divisible by 2, and it's divisible by 3. Because that's the rule. If it's divisible by 2 and it's divisible by 3, then the number is divisible by 6. So in the example, we have 258. So we know that 8 is even, so it's divisible by 2. And if we add up all the numbers, all the digits, we get 2 plus 5 plus 8 gives us
15.
And 15 divided by 3 gives you 5, which is a whole number. So we know that because it's divisible by 2 and it's divisible by 3, the number is divisible by 6. Now for 7, this one is a bit of a tricky one, so listen up. It's a little bit of an algorithm, so you do the step by step by step repeatedly until you don't have to do it anymore. So we're given the number 672. What you want to do first, ones digit multiplied by 2, subtract it from the rest of the digits. So 2 times 2 is 4, so 67 minus 4 gives you 63. Now, can we tell if 63 is divided by 7? 63 divided by 7 gives you 9. So we know that this number is now divisible by 7. So you keep repeating this process, right? You take twice the ones digit, subtract from the rest of the digits, until you have a small enough number that you can tell if it's divisible by 7 or not. So this one only took one step. It was like a one step process. But for larger numbers, you might have to do this two or three or four times. And you just want to do the same method. Double the last number and subtract it from the rest. Double the last number, subtract it from the rest, until you get a number that you recognize is divisible by 7. To check if a number is divisible by 8, you want to know if the last 3 digits are divisible by 8. So for 4, we checked if the last 2 digits are divisible by 8. And here, we want to check if the last 3 digits are divisible by 8. So we give the example 4816. And 816 is divisible by 8. So therefore, you know that the entire number is divisible by 8. To check if a number is divisible by 9, you want to know if all the sum of the digits add up to a number that is divisible by 9. So here we're given the example 5 to 67. So 5 plus 6 plus 7 gives you 18. And 18 divided by 9 gives you 2. So this number is divisible by 9. Okay? For 10, you just want to check if the last digit is a 0. And this is the easiest rule. So 270 is divisible by 10 because the last digit is 0. And 11 is a little bit tricky too. It's the alternating sum of the digits is either divisible by 11 or it's equal to 0. So we're given the number 1,364. So we do 1 minus 3 plus 6 minus 4. It gives you 0. So this number is divided by 11. Okay, so I want you to complete the exercise. 2. So just using the rules, check if each of the numbers are divisible by 2 to 11. We're going to take it up now.
926 is divisible by which numbers? 2? No. 926 is large of a number, only divides into 2. How about 1,420? What's that divisible by? 2, 4, 5, and 10. Okay, how about 7,848? 2 and 4,
3. And 2 and 3 gives you that it's divisible by 6, 8, and 9, right? How about 22,176? What is that divisible by? 2, 3, and 6, right? Because the two of these, 2 and 3, implies it's divisible by 6. It's divisible by 11.
And
4.
9.
And
8.
And 7. That's right. So we're going to do this one because it's a little bit trickier. So we're going to take the ones digit, which is 6, multiply by 2, which gives you 12, and subtract it from the rest of the numbers. So 2,217 minus 12 gives you 2,205. Right? Now, do we know if that number is divisible by 7? Can you tell? No, so we're going to go through this one more time. So we're going to take 5, which is the ones digit, multiply it by 2, which gives you 10, subtract it from the rest of the numbers. So we're going to do 220 minus 10. Gives you 210. Can we tell if that's divisible by 7?
Yeah.
Yeah? And even if you can't, you can go one more further, which I'm going to do, just in case some people are... don't quite know, we're not sure. So you can take the ones digit, multiply by 2. 0 times 2 gives you 0. Subtract it from the rest of the numbers. 21 minus 0 gives you 21. Now, do we know if that's divisible by 7? Yes, we do. So this is now divisible by 7. So it's 21 over 7 gives you 3. And what about 39,208? Is that divisible? What is that divisible by?
2, because the last digit is 8 divided by 2.
4. Divisible by 4. Divisible by 2 because 8 is even. Okay, so we're going to move on to prime numbers. So does anybody tell me what a prime number is without looking at the definition?
A number that can be divided by itself in 1.
Uh-huh, a number that can be divisible by itself in 1. It only has two factors, 1 and itself. So does anybody know what a composite number is? It has more than two factors, so 1 and itself plus other factors. Okay? And the only exceptional case we have is 1, which is neither prime nor composite because of the definition, right? The definition of a prime number is has to have factors of 1 in itself, but 1 and 1, that's one factor. And it's not composite because it has to have more than two factors. It only has 1. So 1's the exceptional case. It's not prime nor composite. Okay, so knowing that, I want you guys to do exercise number three, determine whether the following numbers are prime or composite, and then list out its factors. Okay, so you give them 2 minutes.
Okay, 19. It's prime. Why? Well, it only has factors of 1 in itself, right? Mm-hmm. What about 22? Prime or composite? Composite. So, we know that it has other factors. What are its other factors?
1.
Uh-huh, and its pair?
22.
And there must be more.
Mm-hmm.
And 11. Is there any more? Nope, that's right. How about 37? It's prime. And why is that? It only has factors of 1 and 37. And 51.
Composite.
Okay, 3 and 17. And 1. And 51. So are there any even numbers that are prime?
Yeah? 2. 2 is the only number, even number, that is prime. Any other number higher than 2 is divisible by 2, so it's not prime. So how can we find prime numbers? We have a method, it's called the sieve of Eratosthenes, and there's a list of instructions that we're going to go through to find out all the prime numbers from 1 to 100. Okay? So what are you going to do on your chart given there is you're going to cross off 1 because it's not prime. Then after that, you're going to find the first prime number after that, which we just discussed was 2. So circle it because it's prime. And now you're going to go through the rest of the chart and cross off anything that you see that is divisible by 2. So can somebody name off the first maybe 5 numbers that are divisible by 2? Yeah, go ahead.
4.
4.
6.
6.
8.
8.
10.
10. 12. 12. And you're going to keep going and crossing off all the numbers that are divisible by 2. So after you've done that, you're going to go back to the beginning and first find the first number that's not crossed off. And what number is that? 3. So you're going to circle that because it's prime. And now you're going to go through the rest of the chart, crossing off all the numbers that are divisible by 3. So can someone name off the next 3 numbers, let's say? Yeah, go ahead.
9.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Yeah.
21.
21. All the numbers that are not already crossed off that are divisible by 3. And you're going to keep going through that until you have no more numbers that are either circled or crossed off. And all the circled numbers are the prime numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give you a couple minutes to go do that. So can someone give me all the prime numbers from 1 to 100?
Oh, 2.
Yeah.
5, 7.
Oh, did you miss one?
Oh, 3.
3, 5. 7,
11, 13, 17, 19, 23, 29, 31, 37, 41, 43, 37, 53, 59, 61, 67, 71, 72, 79, 83, 89, 91, 97.
91?
91 is has. It's divisible by
7. That's right. So there should be 25 of them, okay? Count your list and make sure you have 25. So now we're going to go on to prime factorization. Another way of describing numbers is by breaking it down into a product of their primes. And so this is called prime factorization. So every number we know can be prime factorized. So for example, we're going to factor 270 using a factor tree. Okay, so one way of prime factoring a number is using a factor tree. So can someone tell me 2 factors of 270?
27 and 10.
27 and 10, yep, that's what we got over here. So are either, is 10 or 27 prime? Is 10 prime?
No.
So what can you factor 10 into? Yeah, go ahead.
5 and 2.
5 and 2. Is 5 prime? Yeah, we're going to circle it. Is 2 prime? Yeah, we're going to circle that as well. So we can't go any further once you've circled the number. How about 27? Is that prime?
No.
No? Then what are its factors? Yeah, go ahead.
9 and
3. 9 and 3. Is 9 prime?
No.
No? Then what are its factors? Yeah, go ahead.
Three.
And?
Times 3.
When you're doing prime factorization, that's when you list out the factors twice if it's divisible. Okay? So we have 3 is prime, and 3 is also prime. Is 3 prime? Yes. So we can write out 270 is a product of its primes, so it's going to equal all of these numbers. So we have 2 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 5. And if you do that in your calculator, or in your head, you should get 270. Another cool thing about prime factorizations is that each number has a unique prime factorization. No product of primes will give you two different numbers, right? Because if you add a number here, it'll give you a different number. And these numbers can only add up, only multiply to one number. So when you do this prime factorization tree, it'll only give you the same numbers every time, whichever way you do it. Another thing to note is that factor trees, there's more than one for some numbers. Instead of listing 27 and 10, you could have listed other numbers. So for exercise 5, you're going to find the prime factorization of 2,520, and in 2 minutes we're going to take it up. So does someone want to tell me their factor tree for 2,520? 252 and 10. So if we were, is 252 prime?
No.
No. So what are its factors?
126
and 2. 126 prime?
No.
2 and 63. Is 2
prime? Yes.
So you're going to circle it. How about 63?
7 and 9.
7 and 9 is 7 prime.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm gonna circle. How about 9?
3 and 3.
And 3 and 3 are both prime, so we're gonna circle them. And over here we have 2, which is prime, so we're gonna circle that. How about 10?
5 and 2.
5 and 2, which are both prime, so you're gonna circle them. So 2,520. And going from left to right, just going to add all the prime factors. 2 times 7 times 3 times 2 times 5 times 2. And you guys will all get this one answer. Because remember, prime factorizations are unique. So that's the end of the lesson. At the back, there's a problem set for you guys to work on, so you guys can get started on that.